We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Every time we talk about Commanders training camp is brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. B. Mitch, something I know you love is fighting, so I want to talk a little fighting with you.
But I was practicing back in the day.
I got to tell you something that just, so I forgot my water in the aquarium. I had to walk back in there to get my cup of water, and I hear intern John say to Jeff, "This is exactly what happened." Okay, if I'm incorrect on any part of this, you let me know.
You're not adding nothing to this one like you normally do.
Okay. Correct. I see intern John pull up the sleeve of his left arm and start slapping it. He said, "Hey, Jeff, I look bigger, right? Like, I don't look as skinny as when I first started here, right?" And I just laughed and walked out of the room. Johnny,
the question I would ask is, have you been lifting weights, John?
Are you bulking up?
Yes, I am.
What weights are you doing?
I'm doing bench press, tries. I'm kind of doing, like, all the upper body stuff.
You doing any buys?
Yeah, biceps.
Okay, how much weight?
For how long now?
Yeah, how many days have you been doing it?
2 weeks into this?
No. I've been doing it for like a couple of months now.
Are you sore?
Yes.
Still?
Yeah.
Are you able to play football this season? Or is
no, I'm not.
Your hip problem or whatever?
Yeah.
All right, so you're just lifting and get swole.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting that beach body.
I also do have, I've also had a lot of health problems too, though, so I'm not trying to be like funny, but like I just can't gain weight. Like I can like, I can eat like 400 pounds worth of food and work out for like and do good and just like nothing.
Protein shakes.
For like, but like consistently, I can do that.
Eventually that will change. It's called age. And
protein shakes, bro.
Don't worry about not being able to gain weight. You look good. I don't know that you look bigger than you did, but you look muscular.
You're more fit.
Jeff, okay. Do you agree? You sit next to him.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yep, bigger than what he was when we started.
Jeff's definitely bigger.
And not in a good way. I got to lay off that bonchon message.
Hey, it's the fries.
Jeff posted on his Instagram that he can't play basketball anymore, and he was kind of embarrassed.
No. What I said was...
More or less.
I posted a picture of Aaron Donald and said, I'm looking for a personal trainer to get me like that because I felt disgusted after these teenagers ran us off the court the other day. Like, they ran us off and it was bad. Like,
what don't you sleep 4 hours a night? What the hell you expect?
Yeah, Jeff, also, I would if it was me, I would set your sights a little lower than looking like Aaron Donald.
I can do it.
Yeah, try to look like JP.
I can do it.
Jeff's also the person that told us he was going to break 100 the first time he played golf. Now he's going to look like Aaron Donald.
I mean, that's a goal that could be obtained.
You might look like Ronald
McDonald.
It's not
a goal that can be obtained. This is insane.
You're not going to look like Aaron Donald.
Ronald
McDonald.
Jeff, if you want to, like, I respect that, and I bet you could, but, like, I don't think anybody else in the world looks like Aaron Donald.
John, you know it's like, you know, with the right eating and a right regimen, you can change your body to anything.
I'm glad you did. With the right, all of that stuff, everybody can do it, but you're not going to do it.
Yeah, or like B. Mitch says,
You're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Your schedule is, there's no damn way possible you can do that.
So I do have a personal trainer now. And
I'll give you 6 months.
Hold on, steroids. You've acquired a personal trainer since you posted that on Instagram yesterday?
Yeah, so I used to DJ at Gold's Gym on Richie Marlboro Road.
Uh-huh.
So of course you did.
I know a lot of personal trainers, and once I put the post up, a lot of people tapped in. So I'm serious about this.
Can I say one thing? Obtaining the personal trainer is not the difficult part in this.
It's doing the
work. There's lots of people that will take your money to train you. It's doing all of the work required
and eating right. And not drinking.
Those are the difficult parts.
And getting rest.
Hey, if you make a plan and stick to it, you can do whatever you want.
Certainly.
No.
No one's disagreeing with that.
Y'all like doubting me. I'm officially doubting that you're going to look like Aaron Donald.
What I learned about Jeff, he's a smart man. You know what he does? He always says if before everything he says because he know if you don't, you won't do it either.
Yeah, because the thing is, I can't show you the results now, but in the future, I will.
Okay, give us a time limit on what you what in the next 3 months. What is your goal?
I think you can get in better shape. You're a young athletic dude. I very much believe you can get in better shape. I just think the goal of Aaron Donald is a little lofty.
I just need to know the first 3 months. I'm gonna give you 3 months.
Three months.
What you gonna do?
Well, in 3 months, because I'm 260 right now.
Woo!
In three months,
he's 270.
No.
How tall are you? 6'1"?
I'm like 6 and a couple quarters. I'm not
all right.
At 6'1".
Six and a half. That's a couple quarters.
So you're about an inch taller than me. I'm like 5'11" and change. You're 6 and change.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in about 3 months, I'm gonna be down to at least 220.
You're gonna lose 40 pounds in 3 months.
Aaron Donald's 285, bro.
You gotta bulk up if you want to look like Aaron Donald.
Hold on. What I mean by look like Aaron Donald. Now I don't want to be swollen or bulky. I want to be cut up. Like I want to look. I'm about to be. It's not even I want. I'm going to be shredded.
You know, he trains with people.
You're going to lose 40 pounds and be shredded?
I'm not going to be shredded in 3 months, but I could lose 40 pounds.
If you lose 40 pounds in 3 months while working out, you should be shredded. What are you talking about?
I mean, you know, shredded.
Let's ignore the shredded because that's subjective. Let's just focus on this 40 pounds in 3 months.
Yeah.
Because I am rooting for you. Don't get me wrong. I do not believe this will happen. Give me about
4 months. I can lose 10 pounds a month.
Is what you said.
I can lose 10 months.
Let's give him 4. I'm feeling generous.
I just need to start seeing some progress, and then I'll start believing it.
Sure, John.
John, like Arnold Horshack, he like to raise his hand before he speaks.
You know what this reminds me of? Is like when kids are arguing in middle school, and one guy's, well, I could be in the NFL if I trained 10 hours a day.
Like, but see, that's the thing.
See, you can't say that. Like, you could get in good, but Aaron, like, that's not going
to
happen.
The Aaron Donald thing has to be removed from the conversation.
Hey, man.
No,
I want my body to be shredded like that, and I can do it.
What is the bet on 40 pounds?
Y'all know I'm not listening to y'all tell me what I can't do,
right? We know you're not listening.
We know you're never listening.
So y'all just wasting y'all breath.
Once you don't accomplish what you said, then you still not going to listen.
I can lose 40, and if I'm ripped in about 7-8 years, y'all gonna be like, oh, he really is. And then I'm
in 7-8 years.
It was three months.
No, four months.
See, y'all, I said I'm gonna lose my weight. Like, I'm gonna drop my weight. That don't mean I'm gonna be fully shredded. You still gotta build towards that.
I know what
that.
You're saying,
but y'all take my range. You're not an obese dude.
You're not an obese dude, but I'm saying as you lose and you're working out, they work together for the most part.
Yeah.
You don't have to just lose and then start shredding. You could do both of them at the same time.
Yeah, I can, but to obtain that six-pack like that, and it's going to take me a little bit more time, but 40 pounds in 4 months I can do.
But Aaron Donald's 285.
That's not listening. That's a prime example of not listening. I said not the size, but the cut, the shreddedness.
Okay. That was after you corrected yourself.
All right. Jeff's going to get cut. Everybody wait and see. B's texted us. Take it easy on Jeff. I think he can look just like Aaron Donald. Damn, I thought he said he can look like Donald Duck. If you start wearing that sailor shirt with no pants,
you know what?
That's a good look.
Hey, B's, remember what happened the last time you bet against me?
I bet against you last night in your Yankees show loss.
Ahmet just texted in. I've never heard someone with such BS coming out of their mouth.
Hey.
Hold on. We got odds. All right. B says for you to lose 40 pounds in 90 to 120 days is +8,000.
Wow.
I bet my life.
All right, let's get it.
On which side, Johnny?
Rest in peace, John.
Just, I don't know. You could somebody have some haters out there. You could come kill me.
I put a hundred that he is not going to happen.
If he takes that action, you would owe him $8,000 if it happens.
That. Yo, TB, I hope you're listening.
See, this is the thing.
We about to get it right.
I have a cousin named Keithan. He and Jeff are the same people. They are trying to do 25 things all at the same time, which is virtually impossible.
You don't know what I'm doing in my spare time.
You tell us every day you come in what you did night before.
It's on your Instagram.
But that's dealing with my DJ career. That's one thing.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
fishing,
all I know
golfing.
Is the problem that most people that start working out don't know, if you don't get enough rest and enough sleep, you're not going to get where you want to go. And when you go working off for 3-4 hours, it ain't going to happen like you think it's going to happen. And if you add a little bit of the libations into it, like I like to do too, it's going
to lose 40 pounds in 90 days. Lord. Good luck.
120,
sure. Whatever you think. I'm taking the under. I want to talk to Brian because it was the kind of thing that if you blinked, you missed it. But there was a little bit of a scrap yesterday at Commander's training camp. You had, honestly, this kid, Curtis Hodges, who we've talked about now a few different times, is a tough dude. Undrafted, big kid, tight end. He's got a real chance to show out Saturday, assuming he gets through fully healthy. None of these tight ends seem capable of. Curtis Hodges is, you know, the type of people that tend to cause the fights, B?
Mm-hmm.
Are the guys that go super hard all the way through the whistle.
Yeah.
Because a lot of other dudes are like, yo, relax. It's August. So,
Curtis, you already getting paid. I'm trying to get paid.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Curtis Hodges going hard through the whistle. Shaka Tony takes exception, throws a punch, helmet pops off, but they get separated quick. Credit to Mitch Sisler, who correctly called that Curtis Hodges would be involved in a training camp scuffle just the way he goes. But it was the 13th day of training camp. Good. I'm glad there was a scuffle. There's supposed to be. If you go that long, if you go through training camp without a scuffle, you're not going hard enough.
Hey, man, if you got that much testosterone and everybody is going to the level where they're trying to get better, and nobody sparks up any type of little whatever, then you're being right. But the guy that gets upset in training camp is normally the one that's getting his ass kicked. And if they tell me go tell the whistle, guess what I do? I go tell the whistle maybe a second past it. It's life. But you see so many people today, they make too much of a fight in training camp. You know, I've told you many a time, man, guys have fights all the time, even back in the glory days. And guess what they did right after practice? Went out and got a beer together. But when you start making it into a story and overly discussing it, you keep it around longer. Just let them fight. Move the huddle up and keep practicing. They'll get tired. You know, that's one thing about practicing. And when they get tired, you know what you do as a coach really to get the best out of them? Put them right back in the
thing.
Make them
go again.
Don't tell them, get out of practice. Get on the sideline. No. You want to fight? You got that much damn energy? Get back in. I don't want you to come out for the next 7 reps. Not put them on the side. See, they're missing a great opportunity. What you do when somebody starts fighting in practice, make them practice more. You know? And it changes the whole mindset. Because just like, what do we say every time somebody throws an interception in practice? Oh, it's just August.
Right.
When somebody scores a touchdown, the people that want to keep the pressure down, we go, oh, it's just August. Well, as soon as a guy gets in a fight in training camp, the first thing you hear everybody say, well, if that happens in the game, well, it's just August. The same excuse can be happening for everything. But making them go inside or on the sideline, that's the wrong thing to do.
And that, it kind of just got broken up. Nobody was in trouble or anything. What stood out to me, though, is this kid, Curtis Hodges, because Logan Thomas, certainly not playing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
John Bates started to work back and then had to walk off the field again yesterday. It looked like whatever was going wrong with that calf went wrong again. I don't expect him to play tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Turner, who had been really impressive, got rolled up last week. We haven't seen him on the field since. That, to me, would be your top three. Who does that leave? Samus Reyes and Curtis Hodges. And there's another guy, Amari Rodgers, behind them. Who would you who do you think should get the first rep at tight end tomorrow?
Hodges. Oh, Saturday.
Saturday,
Hodges.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been the one that's healthy. He's the one that has the aggression. And you know what I want to see as a coach? If he goes into a game and he plays and he practices, and he plays like he practices, and a ref isn't throwing flags, that's the guy I want on my damn team.
And there's refs there.
Yeah. If the refs aren't throwing a flag, then I want to keep that dude around. Because I want the guy that's going to block all the way to the end. You know, they were showing me that me and John were looking early at the offensive lineman from, I think, Iowa State, whatever it is, that at training, people got mad at him all the time. He fights all the time in practice. You know what I think about back in the day? When I watched Russ Grimm and Bostic and Jacoby, they went all the way till the damn whistle. In practice, in games. What's wrong with aggression? I mean, the timid person I don't want on my team. I want the aggressive dudes. You know, that saying that John said, it would always, I'd rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want the guy on my team that's going to let people do something. No, I want you to be forcing the issue, dictating the pace. I mean, the pace of a game. If you're doing that, normally you're going to be winning most of your battles.
I'm with you. I got a suggestion, and this is from Blake 7-inch. I have no idea what that refers to, but his Twitter handle is Blake 7-inch. He wants us to weigh in Jeff right now.
I wish I had a scale.
December 9th, 2022 is exactly 120 days. 40 pounds. You say that's 120 days, Jeff, by December 9th. That'll be the week after Thanksgiving. Tough time to lose a bunch of weight. If you're up on this, and hell, we can all weigh in. I don't care. I don't know what I'm at right now.
Say I'm losing 40 pounds.
I didn't say I'm losing 40 pounds either. I'm interested because I always put weight on during football season.
Oh, it already started.
I might have, dude. I think I'm still below 2 bills.
Now, I saw you standing up from the side view, and when I left, you didn't look like that.
Like 3 weeks ago, camps were going on 3 weeks. A month ago, I was down below 190.
Yeah.
I bet right now I'm at like 196-ish would be my guess.
Yeah, I understand.
It happens. I still haven't gone back to Soda yet. She's like this tempting mistress off in the distance. You siren of Dr. Pepper, I'm still avoiding you. Jeff, are you actually willing to do this? Because we'll send John to CVS to get a scale.
Bro, let's do it. Like I'm not playing about this. I'm with whatever. I'm just more,
with that same size.
I'm
head.
Just literally more happy looking, to prove everyone wrong. So it's whatever. I'm
if
down for
220 with that head that same size.
I mean, you think you can go from 260 to 220?
In 120 days, yeah.
And let's find out exactly how much of this 260. I might take the over on 260 and take the under on 40 pounds.
And, unless the scale was wrong in the gym, that's what I read.
It's possible.
That's what I read.
All right. Let's do this. 12:45, right before Bleep You Thursday at 1 o'clock. 12:45, Jeff's weighing in, and I'm weighing in. My hope, 12:45, hell, I might have had lunch by then. Whatever, we'll survive. I'm hoping I'm still under 2 bills, and I'm hoping Jeff's north of 260. How does that sound for everybody?
Okay.
All right, Johnny, you're going to have to walk over to CVS at some point. Hold on. I think we should also set a number for John. John, don't tell us what you weigh, but stand up real quick. Intern John, I got him. How tall are you, John? 5'10"-ish?
I think I'm like 5, like I think I'm pretty close to 6 foot.
Okay.
I'm going to give John 160 pounds. 157 to 160.
All right. We'll set it at 158 for intern John. How's that sound?
JP, you said I was 130, I thought.
I was kind of joking, dude. Okay. I kind of want to take the under on 158. I mean, some skinny legs, B. Not a lot of butt there. Well, yes. I carry a lot of junk in my trunk, John.
I used to have a lot of junk in the trunk, too, man.
You did?
Yeah. No wonder
it's always hookup culture for you. The ladies love the junk in your trunk, man.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Weigh in. It's weigh in Thursday.
Oh, man.
You know what I just realized, B?
What?
It is 1 week till your birthday, 1 month till mine.
All right.
How about that? Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk training camp position battles when we return.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now's the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook if you haven't already. Get in on the action early this season. Right now, new customers get their first bet match with up to $250 in free bets guaranteed. You have a lot of NFL futures bet out there, and let me give you a field that I would try. Can the Rams repeat at plus 1,100? Would you take Derrick Henry or Jonathan Taylor to win the rushing title? And when you look at Carson Wentz, 22.5 touchdowns, over-under, at minus 112. Interceptions at 11.5, that's minus 112 as well. You can try all those things out. You can even start building out same-game parlays. Just try to figure it out. Start looking at the team to make the playoffs, plus 230. Or the team to win the division, plus 500. Put a little bet down, get you a lot of money. Join now with promo code Brian and get your first bet match with up to $250 in free bets. That's up to $250 in free bets, win or lose. There's no better place to get ready for football season than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. That's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable free bets that expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Jeff Walker and intern John are now missing.
They went away.
They probably went away. What if Jeff is like pulling the trigger in the men's room, trying to drop a little weight? What if we see Jeff come back just wrapped in trash bags and turns the temperature up to drab levels in there?
No. That's not happening.
But what if John is just in there pounding Twinkies, trying to look heavier for his way in?
John should be happy. Like, my youngest daughter, you know, she's like, I'm going to gain weight. No. Be happy that you're slim, baby, because later on, you're not going to want to have weight on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John should not be upset about being thin.
Hey, man.
I promise you that only gets harder.
The other 99% of the people in the world try to lose weight. He told me he wanted to gain some weight.
Will Ferguson on Twitter says, if Jeff Walker really wants the smoke, I'm 260 and turn 40 in November. Whoa, Jeff produced a scale. Should we do this? Let's do it at 11:45.
You have to take off the merch, Jeff, if you're going away. You can't have the merch on with you.
All right. If we have the scale, let's do it at 11:45.
Let's do it.
Okay. Now, you two clearly just went and weighed yourselves.
No, we went downstairs to...
Where did you find a scale?
So, shout out to...
Oh, the gym?
The gym surprisingly didn't have a scale. But I talked to this dude down at the physical therapy spot.
What?
And he let you borrow one.
The dude I was telling you about...
Yeah, he says the guy that teaches golf and everything.
so the swing is not too harsh on your joints.
How did you befriend a dude from the physical therapy spot?
He's trying to get better and so, go. He's trying to get his score down to 146.
I was
down from 150 to 146.
No, down to 146. That first one was by 170, really.
Oh, man. Y'all not going to let me live that one down.
All right, let's hear how the hell you came up with this scale.
So I was pulling up to work, parking one day. Of course, you know, I park on the street. So as I'm out there, I just see a dude swinging a golf club, hitting a golf ball, like, into this net. So I get out the car. I'm like, well, that must be a fun job, just swinging away golf all morning. And he was like, yeah, I do physical therapy. I help people improve their swing so it doesn't, you know, wear the joints down on your body. And I was like, oh, okay, okay, okay. And then, you know, I tapped in.
Okay. And so you just went and hit up your dude to borrow a scale.
Yeah, I went downstairs. I was like, yo, yeah, we met the other day. Is it okay if we use the scale for a radio bit? And we'll bring it down. He said, oh, y'all the radio station right next door. I was like, upstairs. And then, yeah, he let us use the scale.
All right. Buckle up. Landfill, you're the producer. You know things. When should we do our weigh-ins now that we have the scale? 11:45, 12:45, or should we go to like 1:30? 1:30? All right. It's going to be, you have to, because I know me and I know Jeff and I even know John, all of us are going to try to get on that scale prior to 1:30. Landville, you need to take the scale and put it behind your desk.
Give it to me. I put it over here.
B. Mitch will protect it.
I'm going to put Intern it underneath the putting mat that we all haven't right. used since the first week of our summer games.
We do need a closing ceremonies for the summer
games.
Well,
we only had two events.
What is the scoreboard in the summer games? I'm sure Jeff wrote that down somewhere.
I think I'm leading.
I think you are leading. I think Landfill and I may be tied for second, and Jeff is in last.
I just know I won Cup Pong last time.
That's true. All right, here's what I want to do. We're going to weigh in. We got a scale. We'll take a picture. We'll tweet it out. Official weigh-in's coming at 1:30 after Bleep You Thursday. If you want to get on the phones, Bleep You Thursday is coming at 1 o'clock, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor Listener Line, 800-636-1067. Hope my wife's not listening right now because I just made plans to go to MGM National Harbor on Saturday night, and I haven't really looped her in on that. So we'll see how that goes. ESPN. What, Brian? What?
Nothing.
ESPN. So if you want to come, I'm going to be at MGM National Harbor Saturday night. I think you should come, B.
I may.
All right. There's football on. We could sit in the sports book and gamble.
Hey, you know, as I always just say, I may. See, you go out and put out stuff where you already made plans. Because they listen. Their friends listen. You ever notice last time you were talking at time and you see that, oh, she wasn't listening, and then she texted you, one of her friends called her?
Well, here's what. I got to work that night. So.
Yeah, and that's opposite direction of your house leaving from. Well, not necessarily. You've been at the stadium.
Yeah.
It's a home game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
ESPN put out a list of camp battles and what teams are trying. John, why'd you just get so excited? Was this your idea?
Yep.
All right. Great job, pal. So ESPN put out a list of training camp battles that are going on all over the NFL. Yep. Some of them are obvious. Like you got Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett battling it out for QB1 in Pittsburgh. The way I look at that is Mitch wins it early, and then Kenny's starting by Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the Bills, and there's what's going to happen. They let Cole Beasley go. I honestly think a lot of the Cole Beasley getting let go is just because he became a distraction off the field.
Oh, big time.
Whether you're right or wrong doesn't matter. People don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
People will make time to hear from really, really excellent players. Aaron Rodgers can be a pain in the ass because he's incredible. Cole Beasley,
you can just be a pain. Nobody right here.
They got Isaiah McKenzie and old friend, Burgundy and Gold, Jamison Crowder.
Gee.
Battling it out for the slot position. I always love Crowder. He deals with a lot of injuries. He has missed a bunch of camps, so he's kind of lagging behind. Depending where you go, up in Baltimore, they got a battle going for their left guard spot. Obviously, Pittsburgh's a quarterback thing. A lot of kind of O-line battles happen around the NFL. I don't know. I think if the Commanders come through camp fully healthy, I don't think there's really any battles. I think it's Leno and Cosme on the ends. It'd be Turner and Norwell, and then Ruye in the middle. I don't know if Trey Turner's coming out of this thing healthy. He hadn't played in a while, and there doesn't appear to be that he is going to play. Wes Schweitzer, I think, rolled his ankle today but came back on the field. A lot of moving parts in the interior of that Commanders O-line. How about the Chiefs, dude? The Chiefs have Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who they spent a first-round pick on that incredible LSU team a while back.
Yep.
But they also added Ronald Jones. They still have Jerick McKinnon, who looked really good for them in the playoffs. I'm not going to keep – by and large, the battles are offensive line spots. But let's go through the NFC East. The Giants have a battle going on at tight end. You know who the Giants signed this offseason?
John knows.
He raised his hand.
Ricky Seals-Jones.
That's right.
Arnold Horseshack.
RSJ played pretty well for Washington last year. Had that big touchdown catch against the Giants to win the game. But he got beat up here. He's been dinged up,
and he's inconsistent. He has to be more consistent.
Well, he's beat up in New York, so that gives Daniel Bellinger a position to start. He's a rookie fourth-round pick that hasn't exactly lit it up. But right now, you know what helps winning a job? When you're not really competing against anyone. John's the best intern we've ever had. Never had any other interns.
I think he'd still be at the top.
He would still be at the top for me.
Dude got some knowledge.
He's a smart kid.
Yeah.
Pete Haley was once my intern, John.
He's not very smart.
Sure isn't. The Eagles, I like this one. The Eagles position battle. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are obviously at the top of the wide receiver depth chart. After that, though, remember, they spent a first-round pick on Jalen Reagor in 2020. Right now, according to Tim McManus, who covers the Eagles for ESPN.com, Rager's battling for a roster spot. Hell, that's what Sirianni said. The coach said it. And keep in mind, 2020 was the last year of the old regime, so this group of coaches didn't draft that guy, which never bodes well when you're fighting for a roster spot. So Devontae Smith's dealing with a groin issue. Rager's gotten some work with the first team and has had a few nice moments in camp. But you've got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, who's played well for them, Zach Pascal, who I think had a cup of coffee in Richmond at a Commanders training camp. They're all expected to make the team. Greg Rager is fighting for a spot with Greg Ward and rookie Britton Covey. You imagine they cut a guy in his third year that's a former first rounder?
Smart people do it.
Do it when they have to.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to the Washington Commanders. Have you looked at this already, B?
Nope, I haven't.
What do you think the top position battle for the Commanders is?
Tight end.
Brian says tight end. Has anybody in the aquarium not looked at this yet? I'm guessing Jeff hasn't. What's your guess, Jeff?
I would say quarterback, of course.
Well, position battle? No.
Position battle.
Always locked in. Our guy, Jeff Walker.
Running back.
Okay. Also incorrect. Landini, you've looked at it, I'm guessing. When we return, I'll tell you what ESPN says is the top position battle for the Commanders this August. They're trying to figure out who they can trust, where, and how they trust them. What I could tell you is who I trust when it comes to windows in this city is my guy, Paul Henry. He's redone every window in my house, and this fall, he's going to convert my back porch into a Florida room, I think they call it.
Oh.
We're going to have windows. We're going to have from the windows to the walls, to the walls. Paul Henry's building me windows and walls, and there'll be no more sweat dripping down my... B. Mitch, I know you've worked with Paul Henry. How has that gone for you?
I've worked extensively with Paul, and Paul came in, and he did over 50 windows for me the first time. Did so well, and the utility bills were so low, I decided to give him a call again because I want to replace the doors at the back of my family room. I want to replace all the windows in my detached garage, and Paul is going to be doing that. You know, Paul has decided also I have some dormers on my garage that need to be redone. He's going to do that for me. The guy does a very, very good job, a great job, say it like that. And when you start thinking about Paul, the reason I like him so much is that he's not pushy. He comes in, he talks to you, he listens to what you want. Then he tells you the best way to get it done. He's not just trying to take money out your pocket. And I think that's one thing everybody is trying to do today. They don't mind paying for the quality of the work, but they don't want to be oversold like a lot of people try to do. And Paul does not do that. He comes in, and Paul, like JP and I, both see him as a friend now, not just somebody that we work with.
He told me for my back porch, he actually talked me down in price because he's like, out here, it's going to be different than inside. You don't have to go top of the line. Nobody talks you down in price.
Hail to the nah. So right now, you give Paul a call to receive $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and up to $500 off each door. That's 540-359-6842. So contact Paul Henry's Windows Installation today. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Get down on it.
Jungle Boogie. Every segment of Commanders Training Camp is brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice. All right, man. ESPN has a story ranking every NFL team's biggest position battle in camp. Beamish guessed that for the Commanders, it could be tight end. That's a really good guess. The injuries have kind of heightened that because now you got Bates on the fritz. You got Turner on the fritz. Samus, we don't know. Does the guy know how to play football yet? Jeff incorrectly guessed quarterback, where there is absolutely no position battle. It's going to be Carson's job. Then Jeff kind of insinuated running back. It's going to be by committee. I don't think one guy's going to emerge with the job. Mm-hmm. ESPN goes with Nickelback. Not the band. Not the Canadian, but I suppose, rock band.
They went
but the
with
position.
Nickelback, but with this team, do they play their nickel the normal way that everybody else plays nickels, or are they worried about more of the Buffalo nickel?
They play a ton of nickel. I don't know that it's really a debate because I think it's going to be St. Juice.
Yeah.
Assuming Fuller and Jackson are healthy. If Fuller and Jackson aren't healthy, it gets real interesting.
So who else? I mean, ESPN said that, but
I'm going to read you what they
say. Who would be battling St. Juice?
I'm going to read you what they say. I think perhaps this is more about the Buffalo role. This is from ESPN.com. This is actually from Kime. This is from John Kime, ESPN's Commanders reporter. Washington used Landon Collins in its 3-safety package last season, but he is unsigned, and the Commanders need to fill that role alongside starters Cam Curl and Bobby McCain. Second-year safety Derek Forrest has played well in camp after missing most of last summer with a hamstring injury. He has been physical and quick to the ball. Rookie Percy Butler and veteran Jeremy Reeves are also getting looks. Washington could also opt for a traditional nickelback with corner Benjamin St. Juice playing in the slot. He, too, has looked good this summer. I think this is going to depend a lot on matchups and where they're at on the field, because I think they're going to have their standard nickel, which is going to be St. Juice either in the slot or outside and Fuller. But like when they go three corners, I don't think there's any debate about the three corners in Fuller, Jackson, St. Juice, assuming health.
Yeah.
When they go to the Buffalo package, I think there's a decent chance that Curl bumps up to the line of scrimmage because they trust Forrest with McCain on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, because he's a rookie, it's going to take a little time. I think Percy Butler emerges for this defense in a similar role that Cam Curl emerged 2 seasons ago. Like, if you go back and look, it wasn't until about mid to late October when Curl started getting on the field more and more. Eventually, he took over the Buffalo role. Mm-hmm. Then eventually, he just played safety. He was on the field 85% of snaps. I think Butler has all the tools. They really like him. Smart kid. I think Butler and Forrest are going to play a lot. A lot of this will depend on health and how they get through camp.
Okay.
This is an interesting battle, and the good news, I would say, it's an interesting battle because you got a lot of good puzzle pieces, and you're just trying to make them fit rather than figuring out who's the best of a bad bunch.
Yeah, I think also you look at that safety position, they're loaded with some depth at this point.
Yeah. We haven't been able to say that.
You know, that's a good thing for them. But is John really talking about the nickel or the Buffalo nickel, though? Because
kind of both, I guess.
You know, because I think they're different, though. The nickel is a corner. The Buffalo nickel is a safety or linebacker based off of how they played it. Because I don't see St. Juice playing Buffalo nickel ever.
No. That's not the spot for him.
Yeah.
I mean, you could... Now, he is a little bigger than probably he gets credit for, and he's got long arms, but still, he's not a thumper. And if you're going
to... You're not a thumper and you've had a history of some concussions already, you don't want to be trying to thump.
And when they're playing somebody in the Buffalo role, it's because they think they're capable of tackles at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. And if they need to, taking on pulling guards and stuff at the line of scrimmage and tight ends in motion and stuff. And I think you want a little more size. I think, Forrest flies to the ball and is a – Forrest and Butler are very happy to hit.
They don't think very much. They just hit.
Right, which is
– You need those guys on your squad.
I think that nickelback role is a good problem for Washington to have, and I think they're basically going to have two people in it, and I think they'll have the Buffalo package and then the standard package, and then when they go to dime, I think you're looking at more safeties on the field than corners, and probably Holcomb running around in the middle, and then depending how they're playing, depending on situations, I think it'll be. St. Juice, right now I'd say it's St. Juice, Forrest, Butler. I'd probably have Reeves a little bit behind them, but I like Reeves too.
I'm just happy to see that they have depth at those positions because it was a struggle of worrying about what's going to happen if somebody didn't make it. Somebody got hurt, nicked, or whatever.
Yeah. Listen, they got three preseason games, and all the names we're saying right now are going to be playing, which is different than Fuller and Jackson, especially Jackson's nursing a little something. I don't think he's going to play at all, and I think it'd be silly if he did. Fuller, maybe next week in KC I could see him playing. Actually, thinking about that, I could see him getting a nice round of applause. Going back to KC. Yeah. Interception in a Super Bowl, man. That carries some weight.
If it does.
How crazy is it? Him and Bashaud Breeland had picks in that Super Bowl.
But to be honest with you, preseason returns, there's no need to play if you're nicked.
I agree.
Yeah.
Especially guys that have proven it and done it. I would put Fuller and Jackson in that category. All right, a lot coming up. Bleep You Thursday at 1 o'clock. Intern John says he's very mad about something.
John's mad? John's the nicest guy in the world.
Seems out of character for him. At 1:30, we got weigh-ins. Jeff Walker keeps disappearing. I think he's in the bathroom forcing himself to throw up.
I think he went to, buy him some X-Lax or something. Too.
Got the suppositories from Cotton
Mouth. He wants to lose before.
That's so gross. I am not doing that. I'm about to have lunch because I'm hungry, so I'm probably going to go the other way. Intern John's about to just start pounding power bars, I think, try to gain a little. Weigh-ins at 1:30, Bleep You at 1 o'clock. Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia, covers the Eagles. He's done it a long time, knows the Birds inside and out, covered Brian Mitchell once upon a time. Ruben Frank joins us next.
That's 22.
Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.